Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Virgin's Lover, a novel by Philippa Gregory. Read by Perdita Weeks, with an afterword read by the author. Autumn, 1558. All the bells in Norfolk were ringing for Elizabeth, pounding the peal into Amy's head. First, the treble bell screaming out like a mad woman, and then the whole agonizing, jangling sob, till the great bell boomed a warning that the whole discordant carrion was about to shriek out again. She pulled the pillow over her head to shut out the sound, and yet still it went on, until the rooks abandoned their nests and went streaming into the skies, tossing and turning in the wind like a banner of ill omen, and the bats left the belfry like a plume of black smoke, as if to say that the world was upside down now, and day should be forever night. Amy did not need to ask what the racket was for. She already knew. At last, poor sick Queen Mary had died, and Princess Elizabeth was the uncontested heir. Praise be. Everyone in England should rejoice. The Protestant princess had come to the throne and would be England's.